Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Age-related macular degeneration is a major cause of vision problems, but recent years have seen the arrival of treatments that might not only slow vision loss down, but reverse it. Sharon Solomon from the Wilmer Eye Institute at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, located in Baltimore, USA, describes the findings from the August 2014 update of the Cochrane Review examining the effects of a class of drugs that might help, the antivascular endothelial growth factors.
Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive degenerative disease of the retina that occurs with increasing frequency as people get older. It leads to loss of central vision, making it difficult to see details, such as people's faces. There are two major types of AMD. These are commonly referred to as non-neovascular or dry AMD and neovascular or wet AMD, which is the subject of our review. The hallmark of neovascular AMD is choroidal neovascularization, which is abnormal growth of blood vessels in the back of the eye and which accounts for most AMD-related vision loss. Antivascular endothelial growth factor, or anti-VEGF agents, are types of medication that aim to block this abnormal growth of blood vessels. Anti-VEGF agents are typically administered by being injected into the eye. This is known as an intravitreal injection. Several anti-VEGF agents are now available, and all were eligible for our review. These include bevacizumab, known by the trade name Avastin, which is approved for the treatment of cancer, but is commonly used off-label by ophthalmologists for AMD, and ranibizumab, which is known by the trade name Lucentis, which is made by the same pharmaceutical company, Genentech. At the time of the first version of this review in 2008, only 5 pharmaceutical industry-funded trials were available comparing either pegaptamib or ranibizumab with no anti-VEGF treatment. We concluded that injections of pegaptamib or ranibizumab were more likely to prevent vision loss in people with neovascular AMD compared with no anti-VEGF treatment. We also found something particularly promising in that ranibizumab appeared to be effective in improving vision in some participants. Since 2008, the field of AMD has changed dramatically. Anti-VEGF agents have become the standard of care for the treatment of neovascular AMD. Additional anti-VEGF agents have been introduced to clinical practice, and imaging techniques such as optical coherence tomography, or OCT, have transformed the ways the retina can be assessed. Moreover, treatment of neovascular AMD that was initially aimed at slowing disease progression and preventing vision loss has now shifted to restoring vision. Our updated Cochrane Review now includes 12 trials and a total of nearly 5,500 participants. There are trials of pegaptamib, ranibizumab, or bevacizumab versus control, along with 6 trials that directly compared bevacizumab versus ranibizumab in a head-to-head design. Our primary outcome of interest was the proportion of participants who gained vision after 1 year of treatment. The overall quality of the evidence was very good, with most trials having an overall low risk of bias, and all 8 trials of bevacizumab were independent from industry sponsorship. Starting with our findings on the effectiveness of anti-VEGF agents in general compared to no anti-VEGF agent, the updated results came as no surprise. All 3 agents evaluated in the trials prevented vision loss. More controversially, we found that bevacizumab, which is not approved for use in the eye, performed as well as the much more costly ranibizumab in preventing vision loss and improving vision. The available information on adverse effects with each medication does not suggest a higher incidence of potentially vision-threatening complications with intravitreal injection compared with control interventions, but there might not be enough data from the trials to detect rare safety outcomes. In conclusion, although anti-VEGF agents have become part of the standard clinical practice for the treatment of AMD, certain issues regarding their use remain. For instance, evaluations of alternative and less frequent dosing regimens for anti-VEGF compounds are needed. there are concerns about ocular and systemic toxicity, the inconvenience to individuals with AMD and their physicians because of the need for frequent visits, and the high costs of treatment. Future research evaluating the use of anti-VEGF agents to consider both the effects of the drugs on vision and the long-term effects of multiple injections over time.
The current evidence in the review can be found at cochranelibrary.com quite easily with a search for VEGF space AMD. And as new research is done and the review is updated again, that's also the place to look for those updates.